again, doing an excellent job. They did an excellent job of penetrating the guards. They just backed the guards right up into the backfield there, and Eli had trouble getting the handoff. A fumble.
And Nate Primo is their premier running back in the backfield, and Spakewski the quarterback. And there's more flags on the play as they're trying to get the first snap off. First and 10 for the Green Devils, and they couldn't quite get this one off, and it looks like it's going to be a false start on Brown City, pushing them back. Three flags already, and we haven't even really seen the drive yet.
Well, that indicates, you know, this is a new season, and everybody is nervous, and as soon as they get a few licks in and get that out of the way, we should have a good football game.
And we are at the 10:30 mark in the first quarter. Had to get a little early start here, as it's 7:01 right now on WLEW 102.1 FM. Looks like we have a flanger to the left, two men in the backfield with Spakewski under center. Primo, the premier running back for the team. This is a handoff, and they are caught in the backfield by the Harbor Beach Pirate defense. Looks like number 30 was the running back. That's Nate Primo.
And number 54, Josh Keys, left helped by a host of Pirates on that one. So the secret right now is gang tackling, and Harbor Beach is using a odd man front. They got a man on the center, so they're staying with their traditional 5-4 defense.
And now the T formation is Green Devils. Spakewski under center, handoff to his third man, number 35 this time. That is Cody LaRoque, and he's caught right at the line of scrimmage, but moves ahead the chain, moves ahead the marker for about 2 yards, according to the mark. This is going to bring up third and 12, a gain of 2.
Sloan Klaskley was on the penetration and covered his gap perfectly and was able to bring down Primo for a, looks like a yard gain maybe or a loss. But anyway, it's going to be third and long here for the Green Devils.
T formation once again for the Green Devils. And green pants, white lettering, or excuse me, white jerseys and white helmets with, of course, the game day stickers on there. And they're going to hand this one off once again. And he is brought down just past the line of scrimmage, number 30. That is Nate Primo once again, the halfback, the 5'10 senior for Brown City. And that's going to bring up fourth down, a gain of 1 on the play. Brings up fourth and 11.
Cody Puff and a host of other Pirates, so we can see the secret. Harbor Beach has loaded the box. They're playing 10 in the box. Normally you would only have 9 with the corners.
Two receivers to the left. One man in the backfield, Spakewski in the shotgun. Here's the snap. They're going for it on fourth down. It's a handoff. A keeper. Spakewski keeps it for himself. Coughs it up at the 25-yard line, and there's a fumble on the play, and Harbor Beach recovers at the line of scrimmage. It is Harbor Beach ball. We've had 2 turnovers, 1 for each team now, and now Harbor Beach offense back on the field. No damage done after the...
Josh Keys wouldn't have made any difference as he was brought down in, with about 10 yards to go, but the Pirates, again, recovered that fumble, so each team is showing the nerves and the jitters in this one as they have turned it over.
I am feeling the excitement as well. There's just a sense of electricity in the crowd tonight. And looks like Kraft is under center. T formation moving left to right across your radio. Kraft hands it off to his set middle man, number 47, Aaron Gibbs, around the left side. He's up to the first down marker. He's up to the 50, to the 45, 47-yard marker. Into Brown City territory. That's a gain of 22 for Ginther, and it's a first down, Pirates into Brown City territory.
Forced out of bounds by Spakewski as the Green Devils, or the Pirates, tried to run wide this time against the Green Devils and were very successful. And against the 4-4 type defense, that's where you attack the perimeter of the defense.
All right, so first and 10 for the Pirates. I was way off on my yardage there. They're at their 47-yard line of their own territory. Kraft hands this one off to number 7, Derek Puff. Nothing going there. Caught at the line of scrimmage. Brings up second and down. No gain.
Yes, sir. Number 80 was there. Number 70, Van Buskirk, said, no way, you're not getting anywhere here. So it brings up second and long.
So that was a 17-yard gain from Aaron Ginther there. I was on the wrong 47 there. And it brings up second and 10 after a no gain from Derek Puff.
There's 47s on both sides.
Well, I know. I was on the wrong one.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm left-handed.
Hey, right? Yeah, but look at the numbers.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
With less than 8 minutes left as the clock is winding down, Kraft comes out in the T formation for the Pirates right at their own 47-yard line. And there's a flag on the play. Looks like it'll be another false start on the Pirates. And indeed it is. Push them back 5 more yards. The clock has stopped currently. And they're going to repeat second down. This time it's going to be second and 15, though.
Well, they had Brown City all set up again. They were going to attack the perimeter, not on the left side, but this time on the right side, and it was wide open over here on the right side. So Coach Selke can see that the defense for Brown City is packed inside, and he's going to attack the perimeters.
And Harbor Beach comes out of the huddle, second and 15, now back to their own 41-yard line with 7:44 remaining in the first quarter. No score here in Harbor Beach. Kraft under center, two men in the backfield, slot receiver to the left, and a tight end to the left. This is a handoff, number 45, Sloan Klasky, who loses his footing in the backfield. Loss of two, he's all the way back to about the 38.5-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 39.
Yankowski made the hit for the Green Devils, so that'll bring up a third and a bunch for the Pirates.
And that's going to be about third and 17 now for the Pirates after having a false start, pushing them back 5 yards, then losing his footing in the backfield. Sloan Klasky, number 45 for the Pirates, brings up third and 17 at their own 39-yard line with 7:10 remaining in the first quarter. No score. And visiting the set right now is our old
statistician.
Yeah, from week number one and two there, Cody Boynton.
Yeah.
All right, Kraft coming out in the shotgun formation, and he kept it for himself, but caught in the backfield. Brown City did their homework, and Kraft, loss of a yard on the play, brings up fourth down.
Andrew Knox made the hit for the Green Devils, and I'll tell you what, he sniffed that one out and brought him down after the fake handoff and cut to the side. Oh, well, looks like he brought up a couple of his buddies, too.
And he's having a hot chocolate in his hand, but it's not for us.
Oh, no.
So it's not.
Oh, he's going to give Grandpa a
cent. Oh, how thoughtful. How thoughtful. So.
Oh, that Clark, that's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
Man, if only the concession stand could hear us. It's 4th and 18 right now for the Pirates, and they have the punt team out there. Looks like Aaron Ginter is going to be doing the duties. He's back on the 28-yard line, and it punts it off to the near sideline, bounces at the 36-yard line. Takes a neutral bounce, and right at the 36-yard line, it's down by number 86, Avery Wehner, where the Brown City Green Devils will take over on downs.
All right, they got a good kick. It was off to the right side. But again, we have no score with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Both teams very jittery here, Clark.
Yes, indeed. With 6:10 remaining, there's no score in Harbor Beach. And it is now Brown City ball moving right to left across your radio in the first quarter. Spakeski is under center. Looks like we have two men in the backfield and a flanker to the left. And it's going to be a handoff to their number 30. That's Nate Primo, the halfback, the 5'10", 185 senior from Brown City. But looks like about a gain of two there. But when he's brought down, he's out at the 38-yard line now. Brings up second and eight.
Sloan Klasky and a host of other Pirates in there making another gang tackle on this fine running back from Brown City.
And the last time these two teams met, Primo ran for 252 yards on 23 carries.
Good.
He averaged over 10 yards per carry. So, of course, they're going to feed it right down into the Harbor Beach defense, see if they can repeat those results. Spakeski back to pass. He's intended for number 87. That was intended for number 87. That is Andrew Knox. Incomplete over the head by about 5 yards out to about the 45-yard line in Harbor Beach territory. Incomplete brings up third and eight.
And the ball hawk was back there. Number 47, Ginther, just missed it. If he had a little giddy up in his step and leaped, I think he could have picked that off. But he didn't choose to jump on that one.
It was the pink gloves, I think.
He's got pink
gloves. He's got
on?
Pink gloves still. He's very aware of breast cancer awareness out there.
Oh, I see.
Last week, Harbor Beach came out in all pink socks. This week, only pink gloves for certain individuals.
Ah.
So it brings up third and eight for the Green Devils. Same formation. Two men in the backfield. Flanger to the left. It's a handoff once again. This looks like it's off to number 24, Jacob Primu, who gets out for about 3 yards. Plenty shy of the first down. Brings up fourth and five.
Kevin Colapart made the hit for the Pirates, and the Green Devils will have to punt this one, I believe. It's fourth down and about five, I think.
And Harbor Beach is ready for the punt. They have Aaron Ginther and Sloan Klasky, 47 and 45, ready in the backfield. They're back at their own 30-yard line. What number is that out there for the punt team? That's like number eight. And number 18 has a pretty good punt, loses his foot, but it's brought down to the 25-yard line by Sloan Klasky. He's out to the 35, and finally back out of bounds to the near sideline at the 39-yard line in North territory, where Harbor Beach will take over on offense, first and 10 for the Pirates.
Brad Smith made the foresaw for the our Elm City Green Devils. And